with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The International Olympic Committee announced Thursday it would restrict women's sports to biological females as determined by a genetic test. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has details.
The policy will go into effect for the Los Angeles 2028 Olympic Games onwards. The IOC adopted as a standard a test for the gene associated with the sex-determining region Y protein, also known as SRY. The SRY gene is responsible for the initiation of male sex determination. Transgender activists have insisted that men who identify as women should be allowed to compete in women's sports. Critics have long argued, however, that women's sports must be kept separate to allow women to compete on a level playing field, and that men enjoy biological advantages that undermine fairness in women's sports. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New U.S. Census Bureau population estimates show that U.S. growth in metro areas slowed sharply as immigration dropped.
The Bureau reports that the average metro growth rate fell from 1.1% in 2024 to 0.6% in 2025. The data covers a one-year period ending in July 2025. Metro areas along the U.S.-Mexico border saw the steepest declines as the number of immigrants fell. Big immigration hubs also saw significant drops. Miami-Dade County, Harris County in Texas, and Los Angeles County all took in far fewer immigrants last year. John Scott reporting.
President Donald Trump says he will sign an order instructing the Homeland Security Secretary to immediately pay Transportation Security Administration workers as Congress struggles to reach a deal. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 469 points, the NASDAQ dropped 521, the S&P 500 lower by 114. This is SRN News. A man is suing to play golf against women.
Haley Davidson has filed suit against the LPGA and the USGA for refusing him entry to a qualifier for the Women's U.S. Open last year. Davidson, who is a man living as a woman, wants to reverse new policies put in place by both governing bodies to keep males from competing against females. A growing number of sports organizations in this country and around the world are adopting similar rules to try and protect women athletes. Michael Harrington reporting.
Law enforcement officials are taking steps to monitor and counter threats to Jewish communities nationwide since the onset of war in the Middle East. Multiple hate crimes and an attempted terror attack have prompted increased security measures at places of worship. Michael Masters, National Director of the Secure Community Network, says we know the goal of our enemies is to scare us into submission and we make decisions not to show up. This is SRN News. Immigrants in detention can continue to be held without bond. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
An appeals court says the U.S. can continue to hold immigrants in detention without bond. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis overturned a lower court ruling that required that a Mexican citizen be given a bond hearing before an immigration judge. Last month, another appeals court ruled in favor of the Trump administration, saying that denying bond hearings to immigrants arrested across the country is consistent with the Constitution and federal immigration law. I'm Donna Warder.
Daryl Dash Crofts, who teamed with childhood friend Jim Seals for such 1970s soft rock hits as Summer Breeze and Diamond Girl, has died at 87. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.